You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Amanda Slingerland, the CEO and co-founder of Studio Vox, the online network for creative professionals. Studio Vox is the only network that brings creative people, creative companies, agencies, and fans together in one place online, a complete creative marketplace. Amanda, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It is certainly great to have you out, Amanda. So, first of all, what would you consider to be the biggest career challenges to artists and other creatives today?
Well, you know, really more and more we're becoming a freelance economy. People are working as consultants and on a project-by-project basis. And I really think that that's a trend that's driving the creative job sector. So if you think of graphic designers and writers and people who work with video and filmmakers, it's usually a single project-driven gig. And that's great for creatives because it creates a lot of opportunity, but it also means that the freelance market competition is at its highest. And some estimate that, you know, one in every three people is a freelancer right now. So one of the biggest challenges is to learn how to market yourself as a creative professional and as an artist, and putting yourself where you need to be to exploit new opportunities. And at Studio Vox, we use a term called artrepreneurs to describe today's sort of career-minded artist. And those that get it are constantly working at it.
So what is an artrepreneur and how do you become one?
Really, an artrepreneur is an artist combined with all the responsibilities of being what we consider an entrepreneur. You know, all the different hats you have to wear as a business owner. You're the accountant, you're marketing, you're HR, you're PR. And so an artrepreneur is an artist who sees their work, their art, as a business and treats it that way.
In the face of an exponentially expanding freelance market, how does one stand out from the crowd and get noticed, and how do you get people to want to work with you?
Well, if you're an entrepreneur, a business, you really have to accept that you need to create a unique brand image that best represents you as an artist. Your art isn't enough to get you noticed anymore. There needs to be some sort of messaging around your work, about your work. And that means writing, it means speaking about your work, engaging with people about their work, and taking the steps to learn how to network and collaborate with people. So for artists, it often means stepping outside of their comfort zone of the way they usually do things to open up themselves up to opportunities in a new way.
Today we're joined by Amanda Slingerland, the CEO and co-founder of Studio Vox, the online network for creative professionals here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Not all artists are natural-born business people. Is that something that can be learned, or how do you know when it's time to get a mentor?
Well, you know what you're good at and use those talents, and by the same rule, you know what you stink at. And you try to find someone to team with who's better. You assemble a team. Anyone can learn how to be a business person. You may not be great at it at first, but that's okay. But understanding your brand as a business and hiring people that are smarter than you to handle all the details that you're not so good at is really great business.
You know, we've discussed artists as entrepreneurs and the need to build your brand image. What comes next to ensure career success in this industry?
Well, I'm sorry to say that it's marketing, marketing, marketing. You know, you have your business, you've defined your brand, and you really have to take those steps to tell the world all about you. You know, we developed the Studio Vox platform to help make that really easy for people. We want it to be easy for them to build their team or find a writer to do a PR piece on them, or they could start their blog or schedule events to speak at. They really need to learn how to share their story.
I got to tell you, marketing is an overwhelming word to most artists, and the notion of marketing your art is contradictory for some. How do you reconcile that so that artists don't feel compromised?
I totally get that. But if you want to have your art work for you, you really have to be willing to work for your art. And that means that you have to be your biggest fan. You have to want others to see it and hear it and feel it, and you have to want them to love it. And there's no one better on the planet to explain your art than you. You have to be confident in it and just run with it.
If you could offer the single best piece of advice to an unknown artist, designer, musician who is looking to brand themselves and get noticed, what would that be?
I really believe that art and creativity connects people and can ultimately change the world, and that artists are the people that make our experience here on this planet rich. They're the creators that we touch and taste and hear and see, and they're the color and the music that make up our day. So the modern artist isn't afraid to share all that it is that's engaging and impassioned about what they do. And that means writing and blogging and speaking and really engaging with people in a way that prompts that passion. You know, and I also think that as a culture, we're really fascinated by artists, sort of the rebel and the, you know, they take the road less traveled. We really want to know their stories, but they need to tell us, and they need to take those steps to do that. So artists need to be open to challenging themselves in areas that they're uncomfortable, and really be open to changing the way they think about how they sell their work. It takes the same street smarts and savvy to be an artist as any hardworking entrepreneur, but it's your art, it's your story, it's your dream, and you have to make it happen.
Well said. Now, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Studio Vox online?
You can find Studio Vox at www.studiovox.com.
It's been great to have had you. She is Amanda Slingerland, the CEO and co-founder of Studio Vox, the online network for creative professionals. That is the only network that brings creative people, creative companies, agencies, and fans together in one place online, a complete creative marketplace. And the website, once again, is studiovox.com. Amanda, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.